concept level, yes, it's great that there is collaboration between the county and the city. We need more affordable housing units. But I have a question about scale. This goes beyond just this unit. Council Member Breer, myself, and Council Member Lam were at a meeting Thursday evening for a new development that's going to come in northeast side. I mean, it's the same issue. It's the scale. Can you just add 800 units in a place? I mean, it has. So the traffic, wear and tear, it's not just particular to this project. So we need to just look at the scale. I am more for integrated kind of affordable housing. I don't believe in isolating a group of income level people to one. So I wouldn't want to see, let's say, 600, 700 units just plucked in one area. I'd rather see broken down to manageable, maybe a few hundred here, a few hundred there would be better.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, so you actually must have been a fly on the wall, because this is actually what JD, Charles, and Yusuf and I talked about, was that particular area. Right now, I know it is being looked at. Nothing has been confirmed yet, but you know, as council, I will work with the county commissioners and other council members on looking at the appropriate places for a site like this. What I can say about Arrowwood, because I know that was brought up as well, Arrowwood, back in the day, may not have the best reputation, but now with the leadership and the staff they have, it is superb. So something like that size, anywhere in Arrowwood could do well as well. But something that we also talked about with that site was if it's affordable. So looking at the amenities around the grocery stores, the shopping, the restaurants, the jobs that's in the area, also making it a co-op, maybe a co-op market as well. So those are some things that we have looked at. But something in that area, as Julie said, the affordable housing does diversify the area. So it brings diversity to the schools, to the community, and to all those who enjoy our beautiful city.